They're not my target audience. Hey, ladies, I know how to cook. I cook a great, I cook a mean lasagna.
Lasagna.
I make lasagna every week. It's fire.
Lasagna.
10 out of 10.
Y'all ain't never had that lasagna. Okay.
That's crazy.
That lasagna, that's different.
Yeah, I know. Your lasagna ain't like my I don't even know what I'm saying. Your lasagna ain't like my lasagna. Whatever. Whatever, you know what I'm trying to say.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Action.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Yeah.
I am Shakoya D.
Bodman Breezington here.
It's your boy, Damani.
And welcome to the Gray Area. If this is your first time joining us, and welcome back. If this is not, this is a podcast where we talk about regular life from creators' perspective. So, in layman's terms, we talk about whatever we want to talk about. It could be love, it could be life, it could be music, it could be movies, food, anything or nothing at all. We have interesting conversations, and we just love to bring you guys in on them. But hey guys, how you doing today?
Great, doing great.
Welcome.
I don't know why I just got so excited.
We're potting.
It feels like we haven't potted.
Okay. That guy has some energy.
Right. It feels like we haven't potted in a while, but I know we just did this a week ago. So, but you know, it's great seeing you guys again.
Likewise.
So, what are we talking about today?
Today, do we say, how are you guys?
I thought we did.
Yeah, I had said I was doing great, but I don't know if you answered. How are you, Sir Breezington?
Thanks.
Okay. All right.
Amazing.
I thought y'all answered.
I didn't answer.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. Swell.
That's beautiful.
I'm a little hungry, though, so just keep that in mind as you're listening through. If you hear any stomach growls, it is me. But, yeah, what are we talking about today?
Today, we are talking about the icks and the tricks.
The icks and the tricks? Elaborate on that.
That's crazy. that's crazy. Icks and tricks.
The icks list that be going around. All right, so I was on TikTok earlier this week, and I came across a video. And it was like, what's your biggest ick in a guy? And she was like, hey, what did she say? It bothered me because it sounds stupid. So it intrigued me, and I was like, do people really think like this? Mind you, they got thousands of videos, and I'm just like, y'all wildin'. Y'all can't be talking to real people. One person was like, one of their biggest icks was, if a dude know how to cook, like, why do you know how to cook? Who taught you this? I'm like, hold on.
Yeah. People go to culinary school, but also, like, cooking is a regular life skill.
Like, people have to eat.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a grown man. And then, this the thing, this the kicker. When you go out to eat, they don't give you enough to be full. So, it'll behoove you to know how to make your own food, because I like to be full. Like, I like to eat. I like to enjoy my food. And be full. I like to enjoy my food. And if I know what's in it, it's easier for me to enjoy it.
Yeah.
That's true.
I agree. But the icks list, like, the actual list, is to me, it's hilarious. In concept, it's hilarious. And, like, how many they have. I think they had, like, 500 to 600.
Yeah.
600 icks. The first few, I told you guys this off air, but the first few that I saw, it was, like, some girl was like, yeah, I feel like a guy shouldn't even be ordering like a margarita. Like, I don't want you to have nothing, no umbrellas in your drinks, nothing like that.
Get a margarita.
I'm like, yo, that's crazy.
Can I have what she has without hold the umbrella?
Yeah,
the umbrella in the salt room or sugar room.
That's what I'm saying. Or like the one that really made me laugh was the one, it was like, I feel like as a guy, you shouldn't order an appetizer, or like you shouldn't order a salad. Like,
that
it's giving
wild.
Watching your figure.
Yeah,
and I was like, that's crazy.
That's
I can't get with the appetizer because I'm going to get me an appetizer. This goes back to, you know, I like to eat and enjoy my food, and I want to be full after I eat. Not, I don't want to have the itis, but I want to be like, I want all my senses to be.
Sensor.
I want all my receptors to be receptive.
I want to be full.
Right. Nah, I mean, the one that I saw yesterday was that they don't like when a guy orders a Frappuccino. And they were like, just order an Americano with two shots like a real man. And I was like, it's just a drink. Like, Frappuccinos be good. Minus the coffee. I don't like coffee.
The one that tickled me was when they said a dude can't sleep on his stomach.
So, once you start dating again, are you going to start asking girls what their icks are?
Nah, I feel like that's, I don't like those questions because...
He's trying to set himself up for failure.
How?
It's like, because they're going to be like, all right, so do you... So, like, all right, like, I don't like the fact that you shape yourself up by yourself. Like, why do you... Blah blah blah, or it'll be something wild. I'm just like, feel like it'll be.
You cut your nails?
Like,
but it don't gotta.
Yes, I do. Like I do. Sorry, cut my nails.
You don't gotta ask them indirect. Like I don't mean like immediate. I don't know. I mean like earlier, like when y'all first start talking or whatever. This, like you know.
This for me, I don't really like those questions because if I tell you my icks or red flags.
You're just gonna be avoiding.
Then
those
they're
things.
Gonna be it's gonna be like, oh, make sure I don't do that. So the cupcake stage is really gonna be cup. I need to observe. Is this how you really are?
Oh,
because
okay.
I've experienced people changing or being a certain way because they assume that I'm a certain way.
Oh.
So yeah, and we have talked about this before. I don't want to be your
tester.
Yeah, your change agent.
Oh, that's good. Okay, change agent.
I don't want you to.
Okay, so what if you start dating them and then you find out that they have this long list of red flags or icks that are just like ridiculously.
Yeah, I'll probably check off a couple of them red flags. Yeah. So if you're still here, I mean, can't be that bad.
Yeah, I feel like some of them you got to be able to adapt. Make some changes.
Like sitting like this. Once you hit a certain age, it's okay to sit like this. And you still got a pocket where you can breathe at. Yeah. It's not like I'm scrunching. I still got a little pocket.
I'm not gonna lie. I used to watch movies. Like I think it was some older movie with Denzel. It might have been like some bank movie. And he was sitting like that. And I was like, at what age do you sit like that and that's comfortable? Because I'm like, that don't look comfortable.
Miles
and,
is my latter 20s.
And I was like, you know, I was like, how do people, and I had tried it as a joke, and I was like, this is weird. And then I was like, slowly I was like, it's not that bad. That's all right.
You start doing yoga, yeah. You know, these poses. Like, yo, this just sitting pigeon.
Yeah, that stuff is crazy.
That is too funny.
Man. But yeah, some people's icks, it just be sounding like they just be wanting dirty people, like dirty dudes. Like, it just be dirty and primal. Just primal, yeah. Like I already know on the list is like I feel like if you wash your face, it's just like it's a little too feminine for like so it'll be stuff like that, and it'll be like you want me to be dirty?
It'll be like, oh, you got two rags?
It's like
hold on, yeah, I'm not about to put my body rag, I'm not about to put my booty rag on my face. That's nasty. Like I know what comes out of here.
Oh man, that reminds me of the Dick Gregory. Clip. Oh, did you watch that? He was talking about people be obsessed with booty. He's like, boo boo, come out there. You already know what come out there is boo boo.
Oh my gosh, I'm gonna send you that video
because
that thing was wild. He was like, everybody just so obsessed with butts and it's nothing but boo boo.
I see that one.
That thing was hilarious.
Oh man. Okay, so. Since I'm the only woman here, do you guys have any questions for me?
Nah.
Oh, all right.
I don't subscribe to the icks and tricks list.
You don't subscribe to it? What does that even mean?
I don't know.
I don't know what that means either. But. I think it's natural though to have like red, like personal red flags.
Yeah, personal red flags.
But some of them red flags, it'd be ridiculous. Yeah, it's like, yo, come on, bro. I can't have an appetizer.
They'd be like, I gotta say something that's gonna be remembered.
But I'll be wondering if it's that or if they're actually like, this is actually how they think. And this is like, they're being dead serious.
I think a lot of them are being dead. A lot of people that are being interviewed are being dead serious.
Yeah, they're just, I don't think they realize it's. it's gonna go somewhere, or even if it's gonna be viral or whatever. You know, like,
kids gotta watch this, right?
They don't know. But also, a lot of them is a lot of girls do, I guess, they be wanting a dirty guy until they have a dirty guy, and then you be like, well, he don't never clean and da 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 blah, and then be like, well, this is what you wanted. You said if you see him vacuuming the house, then it's an ick. So he not vacuuming the house.
Yeah, I feel like if he's vacuuming, it's giving maid. And yeah. It's like, excuse me? It's giving what? Oh. Don't say it's giving nothing about me.
One that I saw yesterday, the girl was like, she was like, if you go out of your way to block me on social media, then, like, you know.
I'm trying to protect my peace.
I can't protect my peace.
She was like, if a woman blocks you, like, that's fine. But, like, if you're a guy and you block me, like, you can't do that. That's just giving, like, feminine energy.
She said, did I hurt you that bad? Like, sometimes I just don't want to see your content. Right, I don't like you as a person, as an individual.
And so. You might just be ugly, and I don't want to look at you no more.
I said, I can't protect my peace.
Also, it's not that difficult to go block somebody. It's not like it takes a million steps. It really takes, like, two. So
what I've come to realize, you can't take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. You can't be kind. You can't be. You can't smile.
Mm-hmm. They say
you can't. You can't eat. You can't cook. You can't clean your house.
Yeah, the one that made me laugh. It was like when you go to a concert and if he's in there like jumping up and down.
Oh my gosh! Like,
I can't have fun. That's crazy.
Well, I mean, y'all right now will be walking red flags. Y'all have on bright colors. I'm sure
that's
was
what
some.
That mean?
Huh?
Oh, nah, like that was a thing.
I'm sure it was on the list somewhere.
They got that like 650. I'm
but
sure.
Look,
I'm sure it was in
I
there.
I got the black, so it.
Nah, but the shirt is bright. The shirt is bright. It's giving.
And so you can see me. That's another thing. Don't use "it's giving" and "me."
That's what I said. Same. Yeah,
like it be bothering me. Like now, this is giving. Now this is giving something that I don't want to be a part of. That's tough. Life.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, I think it's, I don't know. It's weird to me. I feel like as somebody who's healing, since we established last week that I'm not healed, you know? Somebody who's healing. I want somebody who's like taking care of themselves. Like, I'm not your mother and I'm not your maid, so I'm not gonna be doing everything for you. I could, but I'm not. So
I got dreams.
Right, got dreams,
goals. And
but should. I am my own person. Like, I need to take care of myself, and I don't have kids right now, so I don't need to be taking care of everybody else. So, like, you could go ahead and cook. If you don't know how to cook, go ahead and learn how to cook. Like,
cooking be so peaceful. So I might actually. They're not my target audience. Hey, ladies, I know how to cook. I cook a great. I cook a mean lasagna.
Lasagna.
I make lasagna every week. It's fire.
Lasagna.
10 out of 10.
Y'all ain't never had that lasagna. Okay.
That's crazy.
That lasagna. That's different.
Yeah. Woo. Lasagna.
It's different.
Yeah.
They got that mean lasagna.
Your lasagna ain't like my lasagna. Yeah, I don't even know what I'm saying. Your lasagna ain't like my lasagna. Whatever, you know what I'm trying to say. Lasagna, your lasagna.
Lasagna, your lasagna.
Whose lasagna is it, man? That's crazy.
Yeah, so you want to try that again?
Nah, we can continue.
All right.
Oh, man. But yeah, I think people's ex really just be like, I think it makes me laugh because the amount of things that people call feminine, like that are just like natural things that like you should be able to do. It just like the list of stuff, it was like, yeah, like one of the ones that I saw that made me laugh too was like, if he's one of the boys.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
I don't even understand how that's a problem.
You like, was like, so he can't have friends?
Like, no friends. Like, just. It's just you and him. That's it. Just
yeah. Somebody said if they go to the gym and it was like gym bros. I was like, yeah, you don't want me to take care of myself. Yeah. It's giving something I don't want to be a part of.
Listen, go to the gym. I don't know. I feel like icks and actual red flags are being, like, confused. These are not interchangeable things, I feel like. Like, icks is something that is, it's like a pet peeve. A red flag is like, no, run away. Like, I feel like they're just interchanging them both, but I don't know. I can't relate.
You don't subscribe to the icks and tricks.
I don't.
They thought I was crazy when I said that, but now it's making sense, ain't it?
Is it making sense? Is it? I don't relate. I got stuff that get on my nerves, but like, I don't be like, I don't know. That's like regular stuff. Like, I want you to go to the gym and I want you to have friends because why not have friends? And I want you to cook for me.
You know, one thing that I just thought of that's probably on the list is if they go to the grocery store and get a cart.
If it wasn't on the list before, it's about to be on there now.
I'm sure that, and if you got to make more than one trip carrying the groceries back in.
Oh, man, I just got to the point where I'm like, you know what? I don't need to be an alpha male today. I'm going to come back. I'm going to come back with this stuff. Because in the carts, sometimes I'll be like, you know what? We're going to be here a while. It'll behoove me to get a cart. This is wild. Because I'll be walking through the, like, my arms is only so big. And it's like, I need help.
Man, I knew it was getting excessive when me and you were at the grocery store. And then we were
like, I'm on this side, you on this side, we meet in the middle, like, yeah, we should have got a cart.
Yeah. And we both were like, yeah, you good? All right, I'm about to go over
and
here.
And then you got a cart with one thing in it. You're like, hey, yo, where's she at? I can't even call for help. My hands is...
Oh. That's why I be telling y'all to get a cart. Listen, Nana said...
She said that?
Yeah. Nana said, I don't remember when it was, but she was like, always get a cart. So even if you need to just lean on it while you're walking through the grocery store.
She detoxed for her. She detoxed.
It was like, just get a cart. So ever since then, I've been getting a cart.
Oh, shit. Yeah, my mind don't be like, most of the time when I go to the grocery store, in my mind, I'm going to be able to, I'm only taking what I can carry most of the time. Well, I don't necessarily imagine myself grabbing a heap of groceries off the rip. It's not until you come around and I'm like, you know, we have a lot of groceries. I should probably put this in the cart. But a lot of times when I go there, if I grab a cart, that means I'm about to get a lot of stuff. In my mind, I'm not going there to get a lot of stuff. I'm here to get milk, butter, blueberries.
Then get a little basket then.
I don't even be feeling like carrying the basket.
One of the times, the last time I went to the store, I walked in and then I was like, you know what? I should get a basket. And then I turned around and I'm like, I feel like they too far. So we just going, I'm here for oats, milk, blueberries, apples. Sweet potatoes. The list getting long.
Man. Right, yeah, I was about to say.
After five, I'm like,
Listen, I just get a cart. Get a cart. Get a big cart. Get a little cart. Get a little basket. Whatever you need. But we walked around like all the enough times with no cart for me to realize, you know, if I don't have a bag or something, I should get a cart. If I don't got to put a quarter in the cart, I should get a cart. That's all I'm saying. Just get a cart. But it's probably on the list now.
Yeah.
Just find somebody that's healed. That's healing, at least. Healing.
It's wild. Yeah. I'll be like, when did this start?
I'm telling you, for me, the first few I saw, it was the margarita and it was the salad. It was saying you shouldn't be watching your figure, and I'm like, you can't watch. First of all, I don't even like how watching your figure sounds in like watching your weight or staying in shape. I can't eat healthy. I can't even eat healthy. You see how I'm saying? They policing me so much. I can't even say watching my figure.
I'm not even
watching
my
weight.
I'm not even that hungry. Yeah. I just need something to hold me over. Let me get a salad.
I mean, I like salad.
Yeah, me too. Maybe Tuesday.
They got, you know, they got that salad bar. Anyways, the first one that I, oh, what?
I was just going to ask, is Ruby Tuesday still?
Yeah, okay? they still open. Oh, well, well. I think. Oh, I ain't been there.
Yeah, last time I went out, I didn't eat salads back then.
Yeah.
I evolved since then.
I ate salads. I just, I used to go to that salad bar. No, I was at the salad bar. But I was just going to say, the first one that I heard about was like a year or two ago. It was the appetizers one. Maybe it was last year. And then there was a set of nurses that did Ix. They did a whole video with Ix, and I think they wound up getting fired or suspended because they were stereotyping people. And as a nurse, it was just some stuff that you shouldn't have said. And y'all in y'all uniform, we clearly see what hospital you work at. And yeah, either they got fired or they got suspended, something like that. But that after that, I hadn't heard anything about like the Ix. I didn't even know this was still a thing.
No, I used to see it on Twitter all the time, just seeing people go through and just like, up, can't wear slides anymore. Checking it off. You can't house shoes. You need house. Like y'all went a day to caveman. That's really what y'all
pretty
want.
Pretty much.
Like my goodness.
I mean, some people do. Point.
You can't tell you. There's no way you could tell me how to be a man, yeah. Based off these criteria.
You just have to.
I'm gonna be a homeless, hungry man, miserable man
that don't smile
with acne breaking out, and pound 45 with acne. That don't make sense.
And don't have fun.
Don't have fun. Yeah, or friends. I'm just lonely. A lonely man. Lonely, homeless, ugly, dirty. I don't subscribe to these things.
And you don't work out.
And I don't work out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I got a beer belly.
Or you super scrawny. Or,
yeah, super scrawny.
Because you don't eat. You don't order appetizers or salads, so you don't you won't really.
I can't line myself up.
Yeah. Word. You probably don't even go to work.
I probably can't even sleep under the covers.
Right. Word. You know, it's too much.
Sleep like
you,
this.
You do your hair? Can't do it.
He said I got to sleep like this.
Yeah, the do your hair thing.
You'll be out of there.
I'm out of there. I was out of there from jump.
The smile.
The smile. Both of y'all, the first thing he said, too happy, can't smile.
Fuck y'all out. Oh,
serious?
Three strikes you out, I'm probably 1, 2, and 3 out of here. All right. It's cool, though. They're not my target audience.
Do y'all have any icks for women?
Nah, come as you are.
was
that believable to y'all? Do you have any icks for women?
I mean, I think it would just be cleanliness. Like, I think that's a...
Ones that aren't clean is an ick?
Yeah, yeah. So if you're not clean, I think that would probably be my only
ick.
Like, off the top of my head.
I like clean people.
He like, I ain't in a relationship yet, so I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
I mean, it don't mean nothing. I mean, me keeping my mouth shut doesn't, it won't
behoove you. I'm just asking. I didn't know what you were going to, it wouldn't behoove him, you know?
It's not going to make any, it's any not going to do anything. Yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, oh. Whether I keep my mouth shut or not.
Well, yeah. I don't know. Hopefully this ick thing kind of just blows over.
I don't think it's real.
I think these are real things. I think because it's so many different people that they're asking, it's not like it's one person that, it's just like random people that are saying things likely based off of their experiences. So then they're just compiling a large list of different people's opinions.
They said, I can't, ick is, I understand this. They said, if they carrying a tray in Pizza Hut, ick is Pizza Hut in general, but.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be eating at these type of establishments once you hit a certain age. I understand if you just need some pizza. If it's a lot of y'all, let's get some pizza. But carrying a tray, it's like, I need help. I only got two of these things. Like, like I only got two hands. I need help.
Asking for help is probably on the list.
Word.
So that's why you can't carry a tray, because that indicates that you need help. And like, you know, that's kind of like you asking the tray to help you. It's too much.
I do think though that I think the like I don't take the list that serious. I just think like when you look at it on a list and you see somebody write out exactly what you said, it's like you get a chance to see how ridiculous some of this stuff sounds. Like in a general sense, you may be specifically talking about somebody you were dating, but like in general, it'd be like this sound crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of it is just like that based off of their dating experience, this is what they don't like, right? Or based off of the people that they've met, this is what they don't like. Because some of the stuff is like indicative of like, okay, if you say you don't like the guys that go to the gym, like you're probably talking about like one of those gym rats who are always constantly working out. And so like, I guess, surround their life with that.
Yeah,
just bro. That. So like, but when you just say it, like, outright, blatantly, like, no context, it sounds like, all right, any guy that ever goes to the gym, even if you go one time, that means you're a red flag. And it's like, that's not necessarily the case. So, I feel like if we broke the list down, I don't know, it still wouldn't make any sense. But it's all personal experiences, and everybody got different experiences. I could say, never mind, I'm gonna keep that to myself. I don't need to add anything to the ick list, so.
Add something to the ick list.
Go for it.
I was just going to say, if they asked me, I could say I don't want to date any guys from Delaware. And then on the list, it would say, don't be from Delaware.
That's actually funny.
It'd be funny to me. What they actually say, yeah. Don't be that bad, because it's like, okay, you must have had a bad experience. Right. But then once you see, like you were saying, once you see it written out, because they be paraphrasing. Yeah. So it's like, oh, wow, they did just say that. I can't be right-handed. It'd be wild.
But yeah, so, I mean, yeah, that would be my ick. But that's based off of my experience, so.
Yeah, that's why I said, come as you are. Yeah. I'll assess the situation.
It's a case-by-case basis.
But honestly, it really is. Like, regardless of whatever any of these people say, it might be somebody that they wind up dating that is the exact thing that they just said was on the ick list. Mm. Or it might be 2 days later and they feel a completely different way. Because people just be saying stuff sometimes. Or they just feel like that in the moment. Then in the next moment, they're like, but that guy goes to the gym. Not like that. You know? You just never know.
Yeah. That ick list is outlandish, man. I can't.
The page is entertaining, though. I think that page is very entertaining. I think they did great things by very doing lucrative. Very, very lucrative. Yeah. Wish I would have did it first.
Like, wow. Like this.
I wonder what the guys, actually, the guys' ick list probably wouldn't look as, wouldn't be as funny.
It probably not. Because
actually, I think it would. No, actually, it'll be. Go ahead.
I don't think it would be funny because it will probably be in response to this one, like the girls' ick list. So if it was like how they're just pulling random clips from different places and then adding it to the list, I feel like it would be funny. But I'm sorry, but sometimes it'd be girls too. But people be in their feelings. And some people might be like, oh, this for the guy's ick list? All right. Well, this girl said this, so let me put this. And it's just like, just say what's actually in your head.
Why did they use the word ick?
Because it's like a, I think it's like a, in place of like a yuck.
Yeah.
It's like ick.
Childish. It's like icky vicky.
Yeah, it's like icky. Like, that's nasty.
Yeah.
Because that sounds better than, well, I mean, a red flags list sounds serious. Ick list is kind of funny.
Yeah. Because red flags are actually serious. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They're making it seem like these are interchangeable things. They also have on that page a green flags list. I don't know if y'all,
I didn't see that.
I scrolled so far back.
I didn't
back.
Go that far.
It wasn't getting the same traction. Yeah.
It wasn't, so they must have went back to the red flags list.
Ick list, pardon me.
Yeah. Either way. I think the page is entertaining, though. I almost followed it, but I was like, I actually don't want to see this popping up on my timeline all the time, so I'm gonna pass, but keep up the great work. I'll be back. But the fact that they're at 500 and something, I feel like it's wild, but also it's not, because everybody puts their opinion on the internet, so it's not hard to find these things. But that's a lot.
And I feel like the people that they go out and interview, like, whenever I see the interview and they on the beach or something, like, they're already about to, they gonna give us some gold. Let's see what you got. What you got. You said,
or
what?
If they're on a college campus.
Yeah, those are, yep. Mm-hmm. Those things be cracking me up, man. Yeah. It'd be like, what you, like, you like the tan? Psst. Get them out of here.
Like, what are the odds that somebody gonna walk up to you and interview you? I don't really see that happening in real life. Like, in everyday life, it'd be, like, rare.
I think it just depends on where you at.
Yeah.
Like, again, if you at the beach, on a college campus, maybe even in the mall, they may catch you, depending on if you're in a city. Like a big, and plus, everybody got their phones, and everybody's a content creator, so.
Yeah.
I feel like now, like, I feel like back when we were younger, that was rare, so it was
late
just.
Late
1900s? I wasn't going to say late 1900s, my God.
Man, older than dirt.
Stop saying that. Dang.
Back in my day. Hey, youngster.
I feel like it can happen. It just depends on where you at and how much you outside, honestly. The more you're outside, the higher your chances are. Unless you're outside. Who's knocking on your door?
Yeah, don't come knocking on my door asking about some icks.
We're going door to door to find out what everybody's icks are. Like,
get out my face.
Mm-mm. No, thank you.
You my ick.
Don't be me.
That was good.
Oh man, would y'all ever make an ick list?
Nah, not I'm grown.
Yeah, not an actual
list. I was like, I'm grown.
Yeah, I mean, I do have stuff that, again, little pet peeves, but I wouldn't actually make an actual, like, see, yeah, to sit down and be like, yeah, it's this is another one.
When people go ahead.
I was gonna say, I would feel like Chili when she was making her dating list.
Why you do that?
It's a long
list. Yeah, I'm like, she had like 1,000 things. I'm like, this is a long list to keep track of. What if I forget that that I had put on like number 58? That's I forgot that I said I didn't like when this person does this. Ooh.
Was her list actually written out?
I thought so.
I remember hearing about it and like hearing that it was so long. I just never knew if it was actually like written out or if it was just like in her head. That sounded bad. If it was just, I guess it's no other way to say it.
Yeah. What I was thinking about was, I don't always remember today or yesterday. So to remember, I don't, like when I be asked those questions, like red flags questions, I be having to think hard. Like, because I don't even be thinking about I don't think about red flags on a daily basis. So it's in the back of my mind. So I need to observe. And if I don't like something, I don't like that. I'll let you know. But it's like, I be literally having to think because I don't be thinking about this stuff every day. What do I think about? Pod. What we podding about?
You don't think about that every day. Get out of here. You don't think about that every day.
Man lying. That's a red flag.
Red flag.
He capping. That man, it's crazy.
You didn't let me finish.
You don't think about that every day. Go ahead.
Every day? That's that man lying.
I think about the pod all the time.
I'll be
making I'll be having to get the clips. I watch the podcast every single day.
But you don't be like, you watch it every day, but you don't be like, what we podding about? I wonder. Like, that's not what you be. That's not how
First
that
of all,
be going.
You don't even remember. You don't remember what happened early in the day. That's what you just said.
Okay,
that's look. That old man memory. He's from the late 1900s. That's why he can't remember. He like, I be thinking about the pod. That's because we doing the pod right now. We with you.
90% of our thoughts are the same.
And you still can't remember the 90%?
I remember the 90%. It's the 10%. And the questions that people be asking, it be amongst the 10%.
Mm.
So I'd be like, that's a toughie.
Oh, my gosh.
My goodness, man.
Finish what you were saying.
It's fine. I don't remember. I'm too old. I don't even remember this morning.
You know, he's trying to make a joke out of it, but he really don't remember.
I don't know what.
What you was about to say.
What I think about.
Yeah, so finish.
Ain't about the pod. What we podding about. I should be painting right now. I need to mix. I also need to record this video.
That's your thoughts? Those are the four thoughts of the day?
You want a fifth?
You, it's the list is yours. I don't know.
Are you going to remember the fifth one?
I know the fifth one.
All right.
Okay, what's the fifth one? What we eating?
Nah, I got sweet potatoes. There's the store around the corner. I can find me a sweet potato. I'm a veggie baby. But I ain't no sweet potato.
Oh, man.
I'm not going to give y'all the fifth one, though.
It's what's fine. The fifth one?
It's personal.
It be love.
It don't.
He be in the room, right? Like Moesha just be like,
when I'm alone.
You know, yesterday I had a conversation and they asked me, why don't I date? And I said, you know, I was on TikTok and the ick list got me feeling nasty.
Oh my God.
I don't think I will be perceived the right way in this society. So I think it's best that I spend time alone and heal instead of try to be healed.
This is a long time.
And then in this very moment, if we go back to the TikTok clip, it would pop up. He has a diary. You're like, what? I can't express myself. I can't heal. I'd be like, my goodness. He watches Moesha. I can't watch Moesha. Woo. My goodness.
All right, so changing gears a little bit.
That's funny.
Have either of you guys ever made a list of, like, the ideal woman?
Absolutely not.
I actually did.
I did not.
I got to find it. I got to find it.
I didn't write it down.
It's good. It's short.
I was going on vibes.
I would be more like
Reese, like in terms of just kind of just filling out the vibes, and I'd be like, you know, this is a no. I don't know what it is about this, but this, I don't like how you did that. I don't that didn't nah.
You didn't even have nothing in your head, like a list in your head.
I knew a feeling.
He just wanted a vibe.
I mean, I probably had little things. I can't remember right now, but I probably had little things, but it wasn't. I didn't have a list written down. Okay. I wasn't doing the Sierra, writing down the list and going to pray to God for somebody. That wasn't me.
I mean, I don't think she wrote. Maybe she did. I don't know. What made you write a list?
A conversation, probably.
Do tell.
What do you want to know?
What was on the list? You don't remember, never mind.
A vibe.
She can make sweet potatoes.
Yeah, make sweet potatoes. Yeah. Cooking probably was on the list. You don't have to cook, but you have to know how to cook.
What if they don't know how to cook, but they do cook? What if they don't know how to cook well, but they still cook?
Bad food.
We could learn.
Bad food made with love.
We could learn.
That's a
woo. That'll test them.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Bad food made with love.
Yeah, you'd be like, oh, you spent hours in the kitchen making these terrible tacos.
That sounds
terrible.
Like a TV show.
I would try it. I'll let you know if I enjoy it or not.
But would you, if their cooking was really, really bad, since both of you guys said you
people
would
can learn how to cook. Yeah. That's the thing.
Would you teach them how to cook, or would you be like, listen, I'm going to do all the cooking from here on out?
Nah, because I don't want to cook every day.
Yeah. I'd be like, you know, how about you try this seasoning?
These are staples.
Yeah, I'd be like, yeah, let's try these seasonings. Let's stay away from the red hot flakes. We don't need to put red hot flakes in your cereal. You don't need to do that.
That's nasty. Spicy. Yeah. Oh man, okay. What else was on the list?
I don't know. I should find my list.
What would be on your list now?
Cooking would be a vibe.
Sequoia.
wrote, I didn't write a list per se, but I wrote out like the things that I was no longer willing to accept, like, or put up with, and the things that I felt that I was worthy of. So I did that, and then, you know,
good.
This guy showed up. I mean, he was already there, but he was already there.
What a guy.
What a guy.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, so, yeah, I didn't write out, I don't know. I always felt like, I think writing a list can be good. I do actually think writing out a list or writing out what you want is actually beneficial, because it forces you to actually make decisions on what you're looking for. But I think, like, making sure that there's wiggle room in the, I guess, in between the list. Like, yeah, they can cook, but, all right, if they don't know how to cook. Or what if they just never learn how to cook, but they always wanted to learn how to cook? Like,
or what if, like, you, like, I want them to know how to cook, but they only know how to cook stuff you don't eat?
Ooh, that'd be happening. Wild. That'd be happening, because, you know, people be from different cultures.
Mm-hmm.
Different countries.
Carnivores.
Okay, there also be...
Everybody don't know how to make vegetables.
People do not know... Some people don't know how to make meat. it'd be hard. And listen, the beans ain't easy. Making beans, not a simple task. Anyways, that's my own personal story. Ooh. That's my own personal story.
Trying to make me do work.
My bad. But, yeah. I be telling people, you know, write out what you want. I have told somebody that before.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's important to write out what you want. Like I said, I was just saying, for me, I was just, me and God had a combo. Me and God had a combo. I was like, you know, I'll know when I know.
That's the conversation you and God had?
I was like, listen, God was like, you'll know when you know. I'm like, word, I feel that. And that was it.
I received that.
Yeah, okay. I was like, word, I got you. I know what I know. Like, not quite.
What? That's how you was. That was how you was gauging.
I mean, I wasn't like this, like, but it was like,
maybe.
It's like,
if she does it back, she's the one. That's a lot. You can cut one or two of those out.
Shoot and shoot.
He's sick of us.
Prepare to be sick of me.
All right. What's next?
Oh, I don't got nothing.
Oh, okay. I was going to say something, but I forgot what it was. All right. What if... Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, let's reset and regroup.
Yeah. I was just going to say... What if what if you find out that somebody that you're dating was a part of the ick list? Like, they had several videos on here.
Mm. I don't know.
And you fell into, like, the red flags that she named were, like, specific. Like, it was you. It happened to be you.
Like, and she said it because it was me?
No, like, she hadn't met you yet.
I was like, you must be here because you healed.
That's good.
Would you ask her about it?
I feel like it'll come up in conversation eventually, but I wouldn't. I'm not going to hold it against them.
Oh, okay.
That's heinous.
Sound like you're healing.
I'm here. I'm secure. Stand on business.
You had to do that.
Stand on business. Hey, look at me.
Ick. It's like, nah. Nah, but I feel like, I don't know. I feel like a lot of these, the ick list and a lot of these things are just, I mean, first of all, they're random scenarios and random thoughts just pieced together into one list. But I also feel like, I mean, everybody got to do their own healing in their own time. And if you're going to a certain type of person every time, I mean, everybody on there isn't actually the same, but, you know, they're not healed. That's the certain type of person. Or they're not healing, or they had these certain experiences.
Yeah.
They just be so outlandish when you see them written out. It be making me laugh. I'll be cracking up.
It be outlandish when they be saying it a lot of times. Most of them videos, like the cappuccino, the frappuccino one, I was like, girl, it's a drink. It's just a drink.
I'm like, I don't even drink coffee.
Right. Like, it's okay. You can order an Americano and drink it black.
Tell me how you like it.
Right. That's because those are nasty.
I got taste buds too.
Right. I don't know. But maybe I'm just different. Oh, I got a crick in my neck. But do y'all have any final thoughts on the ick list, on the ideal person that you would want to date? Making lists at all?
No, I don't.
All right.
I don't either.
I know when I know.
It's a vibe thing.
My thoughts are, I mean, you're going to have pet peeves, but icks and red flags aren't necessarily the same thing. Sometimes they are, sometimes they're not. But either way, go check out that page because it's entertaining. But thank y'all for joining us for another episode of the Gray Area Podcast. And don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend and tell a friend and tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload. Ding. Also, if you want to catch this podcast live and early, because we do record our podcasts at least 1 to 2 months in advance, join our Patreon. For the low, low price of $3 a month, you could join the good people of the Patreon. And you can watch this live as well as get access to exclusive content like The Standard by Being Breeze. As well as other behind the scenes content. Hey, Erica.
What's up? What's up?
And also, our food review show.
Who made this?
Which will be coming back. We do have older episodes on there, but we are bringing it back, and it will be back better and bigger than ever. Shout out to the good people of the Gray Area who have already joined us. But we will see you guys next week.
Adios.
Stay blessed. Stay black, people.
Get some sleep.
Right. You say what?
And know yourself. Know your worth. Jukebox, hit me with another J.
Get on my face. Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.